Belden, Vina, St. Helena, California, January 11th, 1909. Dear Sister Belden, do not think that I have forgotten you, for I have not, but I am always as busy as I can be. I have just written a letter to Brother Metcalf Hare of Australia, who is connected with the health food work in Nashville. He writes me that his wife suffers a great deal with asthma. I will send you a copy of the letter I have written him. You will remember Minnie Hawkins, who worked for me in Corinbong. She has been with me in America now more than 2 years. You will remember that Maggie Hare left us to be married to Harold Bree, to whom she was engaged for a number of years. They have one child. We have work here for Maggie to do, but she has her home and family now to care for. I have entered upon my 82nd year, and yet I am still up early in the mornings before the rest of my family. Often I am up writing at 2 o'clock, and often I cannot sleep after 12. I am writing to you now at an early hour. We are having a very dark morning. The rain has fallen continuously all night, and for a week we have had no fine weather. But we have had only a few really cold days. On the cold days I keep a bright fire in my fireplace and enjoy the comfort of it. I spend the greater part of my time in my office where my books and writings are. I have kept a diary of much of my public labors, and you would be surprised to see how much I have copied that tells of my experiences. We hope soon to have a school established at Buena Vista, close to the town of Sonoma. We are waiting now to obtain the title to the place before taking possession. This property consists of a very large mansion called The Castle, settled among the hills. There are some fruit trees on the place and an abundant supply of wood and water. This water is carried by means of pipes to all parts of the property that has been brought under cultivation. I shall be very thankful when we can have full possession of the place and can begin our schoolwork. We hope to make this school a school after the Lord's order. I pray that the Lord will give you health. I shall be glad to hear from you at any time and will respond when I can. I hope to attend the General Conference in May if the Lord spares my life. The truth is going to many countries, and new missionary fields are constantly opening. The work of the Holy Spirit is being plainly revealed. I pray that the Lord will continue to reveal His power to His people. We need an increase of faith and the presence of the Spirit of God to guide us every moment. I hope we shall hear from you soon. Have faith in God. He will do great things for us if we will put our trust in Him.